So the penalty kill pretty much won the game in Philadelphia. And against the Rangers, it seems like that has been the difference just about every time. What did you like about what you guys did in Philly?
On the kill?
Yeah.
Is that what you're asking me?
Yeah, yes.
Well, obviously, we got the job done, and that's the most important thing. You know, how you do it is probably secondary to actually doing it. So I thought we limited their chances for the most part, and that's the key. And then, you know, obviously, when you take five penalties, they're going to get some opportunities. It's just 10 minutes in the box out of 60 is not a good recipe for success. So we definitely, and tonight for sure, like if that ends up like that, that's the power play here is one of the, you know, probably the top, if not the top, couple power plays in the league. You're not going to get away with that. So we definitely have to try to limit that.
Yeah, and the Rangers' power play is 7 for their last 18. They have won 5 in a row all on the road. And it has always been the barometer of success in this series. Not that you have to win it, but you can't lose it. And that's really what you're trying. I mean, you're trying to win it, but if you lose it, it's a problem. Freddie Anderson came up big. In the third period, he was amazing. But really, in the two power plays or three power plays in the second period, I thought Freddie was probably at his best, and it erased what was not a great first period for him.
True, right? Like we played a great first period as a team, 15 minutes into it, and I think they had three shots, and you know, one was a dangerous one, but really that was it. And then we had that little mistake in the neutral zone, and led to it was a grade A chance, but I know he'd like to have that back. And then obviously the next one, you know, for sure. So tough to have a period like that, and then we're down. But then, you know, to his credit, that's where he got, like you said, he took over the game for us. And in the third especially, I mean, that was, we had five or six where, you know, they had grade A's right in front, and it wasn't pretty, but he got the job done, and, you know, we were able to squeak that one out. So, like this game in that regard, hopefully, you know, I don't know about this team if we can give up even marginal goals. Like, we got to make sure we don't let those ones in. But,
right.
He definitely held the fort down after that.
Yeah, especially since we're talking about, you guys on the defensive end. The Rangers right now are averaging allowing just 2 goals a game. They allowed 7 on this 5-game road trip in which they won all 5 games. I want to ask you about your fourth line. Jack Drury was centering Andrei Svechnikov and Steph Nason for most of that game, even though Andrei took some shifts elsewhere. What did you like about them? I thought certainly in the first period they might have been your best line. They created the first goal. What have you liked about them, and what is the opportunity for Jack here?
It's not the spot. I mean, Svech is going to be moved out of there tonight just
right.
To get him up with some, you know, where he needs to be, but when you have a guy like that down in that spot, he's playing against their fourth line, and they're more than likely their third set of defense. So it's a great advantage for them in the sense that obviously you're not playing against the top pairing. And so it is a good matchup for us, but obviously we got to get our top guys in the top rotations there, get a little more ice time. So that's what I like for the opportunity for Jack. Just in general, even tonight, he'll have 2 scoring wingers with
yep.
him, you know, so we're expecting, you know, not expecting, but we'd like to see a little offense out of that group, because you have, you know, the good wingers that's what they do. So it's a big opportunity for him for sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's a responsibility for Jack, and you know, he wants to cement his role with this team. Do you get the sense sometimes, and he might be a little snake bit because it seems like all of his goals are called back, but do you get the sense that he might be putting, you know, a lot of pressure on himself to produce?
I don't see it in his game, which is great. You know, we're not asking him to score a bunch of goals, but he's done a good job. And, you know, again, though, I think there is some offense to his game for sure. I mean, he's basically on the power play if one of these guys go down, because
right.
he certainly thinks the game in that regard.
All right, before I let you go, Rob Brind'Amour, defensively, you're still without Brett Pesce, and you'll be without him for another couple of weeks. But what have you liked about the second and third pairs, Tony and Brady obviously have some chemistry going back to their days with the Rangers. And what has Jalen Chatfield meant maybe to Dmitry Orlov?
Well, I think, you know, listen, it's kind of, we're probably switching them up again today just because, you know, it was better, but it's still not where it needs to be. Gave up still a few, like, you know, you look at that third period, it was just not how we draw it up. And it was, you know, I think Chatty's a stabling force wherever you put him because he's got such good closing speed.
Right.
So if somebody gets, you know, beat or whatever, he has the ability to shut it down. You know, we're still kind of, I think, searching a little bit on the D pairings to get the exact fit. Because I think in general, these 10 games that we've played, I would say we've given up more than I'd like to see. And there's a few guys that definitely have to, you know, I would say have the brunt of it, if you know what I mean. So
right.
we definitely have to get them dialed in.
Is this sort of a kind of a litmus test game for you to judge where your team is now, you know, 10 games into the season?
Well, it's one of the better teams in the league, so for sure, you know, it's going to be a big challenge. You know, for me, every time we play these guys, especially in this building, it always seems to come down to they get those extra power plays, and it's just turned. That's where the game gets turned. And if we can just keep the game, you know, to a 5-on-5 game, or just limit the amount of power plays you get, because they just really build off that. Because they're elite at it, and they, even whether they don't score, they build a lot of momentum off it. So that, to me, is going to be the crucial part of the game.
Good luck tonight. We'll talk to you from Long Island on Saturday.
Okay, you got it.